Dr. Samrin Hussein, the Deputy Medical Coordinator for MSF Holland in South Sudan, tells South Sudan in Focus that two patients already died of hepatitis E since the end of July.
This year in July, we noticed a 4 times increase in the number of hepatitis E cases compared to the previous month. Also, the number of acute watery diarrhea cases increased by 50% in July compared to June. This is all directly related to the poor water and sanitation conditions in the camp.
Dr. Hussein says only 30% of households in the Bentiu POC get enough water per international standards. She says a lack of soap and latrines as well as open sewers are among the poor hygiene issues contributing to what Hussein calls the appalling situation for the tens of thousands of people who live in the camp.
For the 100,000 people, it's only one latrine for 400 people, when based on international standards, it should be one latrine for 20 people. And most of the latrines are not functional, they are full, so open defecation is practiced a lot. And this all is a breeding ground for diseases. And that's why we've had this hepatitis E outbreak.
Dr. Duol Diem, Director General for Health in Unity State, says hepatitis E has been around for the last 3 years, but cases have surged in recent weeks.
Right now, we are getting 5 to 6 or 8 cases in a day. This is a big number. So the number of level of it has become endemic, and now the level has gone up. There's a spike of cases from 5 to 8 a week, and they are mostly in the IDP camp.
Dr. Diem says severe cases in the communities are taken to a MSF-run hospital inside the Protection of Civilians or POC site, while the less severe cases are treated in the household and monitored until they recover. He says despite these efforts, cases are still rising, so state officials are taking more aggressive measures to raise awareness among the communities.
Some community members are not aware even of the presence of the disease. So we are engaging everybody, all the people that get involved, especially to talk about it in the radios that we have here in public places, so that everybody will get the information. We have developed messages and talk about hepatitis E in the IDP camp.
Hepatitis E is a viral liver disease prevalent in environments with poor water supply and sanitation. It's most commonly spread through the oral facial route when people ingest water or food contaminated by an infected person's feces. According to MSF, symptoms include acute jaundice, which turns people's eyes and skin yellow, as well as fever, reduced appetite, nausea, vomiting, and dark urine, although some people may not show symptoms at all. Dr. Hussein says people should always use latrines, wash their hands regularly with soap and clean water, and drink clean boiled water. She says people need to practice this hygiene and report cases of hepatitis to hospitals for proper management. Through August 15th this year, MSF says it diagnosed 204 people with hepatitis E in the Bentiu camp. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.